So last night, the mighty Iron Maiden headlined the inaugural Download Festival in Paris. Right now, we're sitting on the tarmac at East Midlands Airport, aboard Air Force One in the cockpit, piloted expertly, I have to say, by one man, Mr. Bruce Dickinson. How are you, sir?
I'm all right, I see. Good.
A lot of things in your life, very busy. I mean, obviously, one minute you're headlining a massive festival like that, the next minute you're suited and booted, and you're flying this beast.
Yeah, it is a bit of a contrast. I think people are... Every now and again, you know, we've been lucky enough that, you know, we're allowed to sometimes have people sit here and watch what goes on in the cockpit. And they're quite surprised because it's very different to what goes on stage. I don't know whether they expected me to be, you know, hanging from the ceiling or something, but it's very different.
So how different is it to flying the 757 that you flew before? I know you took loads of exams and Nico was saying that you passed them all with flying colours.
Well, I hope so. Otherwise, I wouldn't be here otherwise. But it's not that different. In truth, it's like driving an HGV compared to a 10-tonner, if you like. So some differences in technique. It's a slightly more modern cockpit, and obviously it goes a lot further. And the big thing is, of course, it's a lot bigger and a lot heavier, and that has a few ramifications.
A lot easier, I guess, flying from somewhere like Paris, the short-haul flight, but you've been doing a lot of the long-haul flights as well when you started the tour.
The longest I think we did was 12 hours, but there was quite a few flights that were over 11. Strangely enough, I mean, after the first hour or so, and the last hour or so are pretty busy, but the bits in between are relatively routine, and there's three of us here, so we take some rest in the bunk and everything. The short sectors, I mean, flying a 747 on a short sector, very light, off a runway like Paris, which is busy, and is quite challenging. It's quite good fun, actually.
Weather-wise today, coming here to East Midlands for Download, unfortunately the weather conditions weren't perfect. You weren't able to do a fly past or actually come in over the crowd, which is a shame, but I know you tried your best to try and do that for the fans.
Yeah, I mean, basically, I think, you know, with the cloud base and the weather conditions and everything else, and we were, frankly, I mean, we were a bit unsure as to how accommodating the tower would be and things like that, so we thought, you know, best land there. I mean, when we did a fly past at the Berlin Air Show, I think it freaked one or two of the passengers out because they looked out the window and suddenly saw the ground an awful lot closer than they were used to after we'd just taken off. And they thought, oh, my God, you know. So I thought, well, you know, keep everybody chilled out. We don't want the sound engineer having, nervous fingers tomorrow.
Let's talk about your other guys as front man with probably one of the biggest bands in the world, the mighty Iron Maiden. The Book of Souls tour kicked off in February, as we said already, visiting so many different countries worldwide and even getting to countries that you've never been to before.
There's a couple of those on the tour, in particular China. Nobody's been to China. On a personal level, I've never been to South Africa. So that was fascinating going there. And what a great audience as well. I mean, Cape Town and Joburg, just really, really, didn't know what to expect. Fantastic. So, that was great. China was interesting. Actually, a lot less difficult in some respects and more challenging in other respects. And it was actually, the big picture was actually quite straightforward. It was like stupid stuff that you just like, why? You know, and the answer is that they're a little bit inflexible. They're still a little bit scared of, you know, everybody going raving mad if they allow everybody complete freedom of thought and action. But honestly, you know, we did 99% of everything we normally do. And it went down great.
So last night, it was the inaugural Download Festival in Paris, which was a great success for the first time. The weather was great. And I must say, your French on stage in between songs, the French banter was second to none.
Yeah, thank you very much. I have no idea what I said. The band had no idea what I said either. That was the crucial thing, you know. So I could have been getting away with anything, you know. But I try and do it. I speak sort of like bad high school French, so it sort of gets by.
It was nice as well that you did a bit of a tribute as well. Again, I couldn't understand what you were saying, but I got the gist of it when you brought out the flag and a tribute to the tragedy at the Bataclan.
It was actually a flag that was a specific guy who was killed at the Bataclan, and there were a lot of his friends at the show, and they said, could you hold it up and just sort of do it? So I thought it was a kind of an appropriate thing to do because when the Bataclan thing happened, it was very difficult to know exactly what to do. I mean, people were coming out with... people are very quick to put out tribute statements and this statement and that statement. It was such an awful thing. It was manifestly obvious that it was a shocking event. And I'm not sure sometimes it helps if everybody goes out, you know, making statements left, right and centre. You know, everybody knows it was a terrible thing. And it was long enough and it was a good enough opportunity to stand there and say, look, you know, this is the best thing we can do with all these things is stand up and live your life. That's the best message you can send.
Well, as a vocalist and as a musician and as a professional in so many different fields, you've certainly done that all the way through. I mean, everything you turn your hand to, you seem to manage to get away with and do 110%. You're here, ready to do Download tomorrow, a stage and a hallowed ground in the world of rock that you're used to. Sixth time for Iron Maiden, looking forward to it?
Yeah, is it the sixth time? My goodness me, there you go. There's a number for you. Yeah, I really am looking forward to it, actually. I mean, I've looked forward to every single show on this tour, I think more than any other tour I've ever done, including the very first tour I ever did with Iron Maiden, you know. So it's going to be really special.
Is it going to be the same set that you've done throughout the tour? Because it's pretty much set in stone, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It is the same set. I mean, when you see the show and you see the way that everything's coordinated with, you know, the lights and the backdrops and the, you know, the projections and the whole thing, it's very difficult to just sort of, on a whim, just go, oh, I think we fancy doing this tonight, you know, because it would really mess around with the flow of everything. I mean, we do, you know, ad lib within the confines of what we do a little bit, but if we tried to change things around in a major way, I think the wheels would fall off the bus, you know.
Finally, looking to your future, if you look back just over 12 months when you had the illness, it was diagnosed, you really didn't know what was going to happen in the future, whether you'd even sing again. What was the feeling like for you when you first got out on stage on the first night of the Book of Souls tour and you were back into that kind of full flight mode as frontman with Iron Maiden?
I was very relieved. I mean, I had a fair old run-up at it in the rehearsals. I mean, I said, look, I really think I need at least 4 weeks of singing and trying to get back in shape. And because nobody knew what would happen, really. I didn't know what would happen. I had an idea that it was sort of going to be all right, but which bits of my voice were going to work and which weren't on certain particular songs, nobody knew. And I made a few surprising discoveries. And as we went through the tour, unbelievably, I was like, wow, the top end of my voice is actually better than it was before, in some respects. I mean, it's just a very strange situation, you know. It's like being given a pair of new legs, you know.
Well, it's an absolute pleasure to see you back doing what you do best, and long may it continue, Bruce. Great catching up with you again, and we'll see you live on stage, Download 2016, tomorrow night.
Yeah, looking forward to it, mate.